Good morning. You're listening to Shore Perspectives on WCTR 100.1 on the Midshore and 106.9 on the Upper Shore. I invite you to listen in on Sunday mornings from 9 to 10. I'm your host, Jeff Ferguson. If you're new to our show, we introduce local leaders, discuss local programs and events, and meet some interesting people who make shore living so enjoyable. Our purpose is to inform, explain, educate, and entertain our listeners each week as we learn more about life on the shore. We hope that you'll join us. This morning we welcome three of the key leaders of the Washington College Academy of Lifelong Learning. We have Pat Poole, Chair of the Council, Yolanda Sanchez, Chair of the Curriculum Committee, and Julie Medrano, Coordinator of Programming. And we're going to be discussing some of the highlights of this fall's programs and what's going to be offered in the spring term. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, today is an opportunity to introduce Julie to a wider audience as WCAL's new coordinator. Julie, perhaps you could share a bit about your background with the audience.
Thank you, Jeff. Yes, my name is Julie Medrano. I live in Chestertown. I am the new WCAL coordinator. And a little bit about me is that I previously worked in the federal government for almost 10 years, and now I am here working at Washington College. Like I said, I'm from the community, and I'm happy to help and assist where I can. Thank you.
Very good. Well, I should say welcome to WCAL and welcome to the show. Pat, I'm sure that many local people are familiar with the Washington College Academy of Lifelong Learning, which is also known as WCAL. But for those unfamiliar or new to the area, you might explain what WCAL does.
So, first of all, I'm really excited that we get the opportunity to talk about WCAL and the wonderful things that, you know, it is and does for the community. So thank you for this opportunity. Our mission is to bring people together, to explore and share ideas and knowledge from, you know, both our instructors and our members. We connect the community to Washington College, and we promote the philosophy that learning isn't something that ends when you get a diploma, that it continues, you know, well into our senior years, and you know, that's basically kind of, you know, what we do and what we support. We try to provide, you know, quality, fun, engaging classes for the adult learners to take part in. And we also have, in addition to our classes, we have, you know, our special one-time events, such as our Learn at Lunches, our trips. We've got social events that happen. And in addition, we award a yearly scholarship to a deserving Washington College student.
Well, that's very worthwhile. Pat, what's WCAL's relationship with the college? Is it part of the college, or is it separate? I know it shares the name up in the front, Washington College Academy, mm-hmm. but right. What is its exact relationship?
So we're an organization within the Department of Advancement and Alumni Affairs. We are self-governing, and we are self-sustaining through our membership dues, our event fees, and donations from our very charitable membership. The college provides us much of the class space that we use, but we also have, you know, in kind of recent times started going off campus for some of the classes. Some of them because the instructors need to be, you know, maybe at their site or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we had Crow Vineyards, you know, or the equestrian class that we had.
The astronomy class,
yeah, all of those. So we do have some off-site classes. We also have, you know, some Zoom classes from time to time that people can take. And then we also rely on the college for services, you know, some of our services like, you know, scheduling events, our IT services, marketing, financial, you know, that kind of thing. So So they do, you know, they provide us quite a bit of support.
Well, here we are doing this interview on the campus.
That's exactly right.
On the college today. So what are the different committees that WCO has, and what exactly do they do?
So we've got four different committees that support our program. They're all responsible for a particular function. We have the curriculum committee, which, you know, Yolanda's going to talk a little bit more about later. We've got our public relations committee and special events and membership. So those are our four committees. Curriculum is kind of the heart and soul of our program. I'm going to let Yolanda go into a lot of more detail into that later. But kind of at a high level, you know, they solicit our courses. They, you know, solicit our instructors. They create our class schedules, and, you know, and they execute our classes. And that's, like I said, you know, that's the majority part of what we do.
How do you get the people to participate on the committees? Some are council members, and some are just volunteers that are members of the WCO.
Right. We really want to engage our membership to do maybe a little bit more than just go to classes, because, you know, WCO is, I mean, we're here because of them. And so we want to make sure that, you know, that they have as much input into what we do as they want to. We may not have been that great in the past about, you know, soliciting members to participate a little bit more. We're going to try to do a better job at that starting this semester.
Good.
So we're gonna be, you know, letting our membership know what the opportunities are for them to volunteer. And being on a committee is one of those ways to do that.
Right.
So, you know, if people want to be on a committee, we would love to have them.
Well, there's a natural progression from being on a committee to then becoming part of the council.
True. That's right. Yeah, I agree.
So I mentioned the council. WCO has a council that serves essentially as its board. How many people are on the council, and what's the duration of their terms?
So currently we have 13 voting members, and then our program coordinator, who is a non-voting member, but, you know, extremely important to the council. That number can fluctuate from year to year, but we can't get any lower than six. Our bylaws tell us that we can never get any lower than six. I think the time that I've been on, I think the lowest we had was like maybe 11.
Yeah.
But the council members serve three years, a three-year term, and they have the option to serve another three-year term if they so desire. But then that's the limit. 2 3-year terms in succession is the limit that they can serve.
So if somebody served two terms, left the council, but really felt compelled that they wanted to do it again, is there a number of years that they have to stop out before they can say, raise their hand and say, I'd like to do this again?
Yeah, they can be off for a year.
Okay.
And then they can re-up for another 3-year term.
I could make a facetious comment, but I won't. where and when are our classes held? Are the WCO classes held?
So most of our classes are held on the campus of Washington College, in various classrooms. But, you know, like I was saying a little while ago, you know, some of them are held off-site or virtually. Most of our classes start at 4:15, but some, especially our off-site classes and Zoom classes, have a little bit more flexibility in terms of when they can start. And we've been kind of experimenting over the last few years with, you know, kind of different start times, like in the morning or early afternoon or even in the evening. But like I said, the majority of our classes start at 4:15.
Is there 4:15? Is that because we have to wait for the college classes to be over before we can use the rooms?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the college gets, you know, first choice at the rooms. So the majority of the classes are over by then, and it's just a lot easier for us to get, you know, the number of rooms that we need by, you know, waiting until the classes are over at the college.
Mm. Beyond the classes, what other programs or events does WCL offer?
So we offer, you know, our special one-time events like our Learn at Lunches, and we typically will do 3 or 4 of those a semester. We will have, you know, we actually last semester we even tried one in the evening, which worked out pretty good. That was our jazz discover at dinner. You know, we have to get that alliteration in there.
Here we go.
Then, you know, we'll have social events to, you know, bring people together in a, you know, in a social way, and, you know, just let our membership get to know each other a little bit better. And we do, we'll have, like, you know, every, like, a pop-up talk or table talks. You know, generally those are, you know, like a minimum charge for our non-members, but free for our members.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get back into trips a little bit more now. We kind of did not do those once COVID hit. But I think, you know, we're gonna start trying to do some more of those, you know, day trips and you know, even branch out into some maybe overnight trips.
Oh boy.
You know, someplace. But we also, you know, our membership is able to take part in some of the college trips as well. Like, I know our Cuba trip is very popular with our membership.
You know, we're finding out more about WCL and what it does and how it does its own business here at Washington College. But we need to take a break and hear from our sponsors. But once we come back, I'm going to ask Yolanda to talk more about the faculty and the curriculum of the program. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back. You're listening to Shore Perspectives on WCTR 100.1 on the Midshore and 106.9 on the Upper Shore with your host, Jeff Ferguson. If you're new to our show, we're glad to have you join us. We're on every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. This morning, we're talking with key leaders of the WCL here on Chestertown on the Washington College campus. We have Pat Poole, who's the chair of the council, Yolanda Sanchez, chair of the curriculum committee, and Julie Medrano, the coordinator of programming. As I mentioned before we went to break, I thought we'd pick it up here again and have Yolanda talk a bit about, first of all, who comprises the faculty at WCL?
Thank you, Jeff, for that question. Our instructors are volunteers, they're members of the community, and they come from different backgrounds, academia, government, the private sector. We have local business owners that teach courses with us. Really, we have an amazing breadth of expertise and life experiences, and also depth. So this is why our courses are able to delve into many subjects and offer many opportunities for learning about almost any topic that you may think of.
Yolanda, how do you find the faculty? How do you recruit them? Or do they volunteer? They come forward.
Many come forward, and others, we reach out to people that we meet in town or in a county and that we think have interesting experiences, are willing to share their time with us. Because this is what is the fundamental about our program, is the not only the expertise of our instructors, but also their generosity. They're, you know, willing to take the time to put interesting courses together and then come to class and then share all their knowledge and expertise with our memberships, which I think is incredible.
Well, for those that aren't familiar, our classes don't meet every day. You might talk a little bit about the schedule. Some are short duration, others go for like 6 weeks.
That is correct. So the curriculum may include courses with three classes or up to six classes. 6 weeks would be the top limit. And that is scheduled on a particular day of the week. That works better for the instructor as well as for the students, obviously. But it is certainly time enough to explore many, many subjects. And we offer between 35 and 40 courses per semester across many topics. So there are many opportunities along the year to learn something new. Actually, well, 75 to 80 opportunities during a year to explore something that you may be interested or simply curious about.
Now, if I'm a member of WCAW, am I restricted as far as the number of classes that I could sign up for and take?
No, you're not. Once you sign up for the year or for a semester, you can take any of the 35 to 40 offerings on the menu for that day, as many as you can take.
And the good news, I guess, is there are no tests. You don't have to worry about taking a test or a final exam.
There are no
midterms.
Right, there are no tests, and there are no requirements. I mean, many of the classes may be on a subject that you are absolutely not familiar with, but it will be explained at a level that will make it entertaining and educational for everybody. So if you're not a scientist, but you want to take a science class, something like genetics or something like, I don't know, astronomy, everything will be at the level that we can all understand and enjoy.
What are some of the highlights of the classes that were offered in the fall? You know, we've closed this semester now and we're looking forward to the spring semester. What are some of the highlights, some of the classes that seem to be so popular with the students?
So we had definitely some favorites. I mean, there are a lot of our courses around wellness, for example, that are very popular. We had three writing courses, poetry, memoirs, and plays, which were also very popular. We had several classes that were based on a book that the students got to read and guided by the instructor, had very productive and interesting discussions. We had current events, which are also very popular. We are an absolutely nonpartisan environment, by the way. Everybody's opinions are welcome to every topic. And we also had artificial intelligence, which is a topic that we try to offer courses now every semester just because it is so interesting for people. And we are trying to bring different aspects of how artificial intelligence is transforming our lives for the better. We can only hope. But it is certainly a topic that is very interesting for our members now.
I listened to an interview this morning on a business channel that the person being interviewed talked about how artificial intelligence was going to change the nature of their business. And he happened to say that, gee, to begin with, yes, there will be some jobs lost, but just like every other transition time that we've had in our economy, there will be new jobs created that we aren't even aware of or don't know about today.
Absolutely. Yes, I believe so.
I know when we had the internet, people were afraid that the internet and its inception was going to eliminate a lot of jobs. And what it has done is it spawned a whole variety of new jobs.
Yes.
And I think the fact that for most of our clientele here in our members, I should say, tend to be retirees. Do you have some younger members of WCAW also that are still working?
Yes, actually, there may be even experiencing some of the impact of artificial intelligence and that disruption that it's bringing to our lives, but that is inevitable when you have a technology that takes off like artificial intelligence has done for, you know, a number of years, and in particular, I think it's for the last 3 years that we have been using chatbots and other tools like that that have really made an impact on how we can, you know, conduct our lives and definitely how we run our businesses.
Mm. There are certain types of classes that you mentioned seem to hold the greatest amount of interest. Why do you think that's so? Our classes range here in WCAW from what you might call more the academic to, on the other side, hobbies. Which are those classes that seem to generate the most enthusiasm and people raise their hand and say, boy, I want to get into that class?
I think classes in which there's going to be a lot of interaction with the instructors and with the fellow students tend to be very interesting for people. Again, you want to go to a place where you can, you know, exchange ideas and have a discussion. So, for example, a book discussion will be a situation like that, or simply another topic in which there has to be a lot of exchange of ideas between the instructor and the students. I think those classes are very engaging, and this is something that we encourage our instructors to do. Definitely we like to have to welcome everybody that wants to take a class, but there are some situations where a little bit more of an intimate environment works much better for a class, let's say a writing class, for example, and we definitely respect that because we think it's going to result in the best experience for our instructors as well as the students. So really we go, it's breadth and depth, Jeff, I think, about our offerings and the different
depth. Hey, that's a good phrase.
And the different types of experience that we offer on every single semester.
That's very good, Pat.
Can I just say that murder seems to be very popular?
Well, you should explain.
I really
a
can't
more.
Explain
that really
it.
It has to do with our FBI profiling classes.
Exactly. Oh, those are very popular.
That is correct. And Pat, I don't know about time we have to start being worried about this, but it's definitely a class that has a lot of interest.
Dr. Pat
every
Kirby
semester.
Has been a very popular instructor. It's both by her personality and by the topic.
Yes, as I said, we're good with that. I don't know at what point we need to start.
Wait a minute. I took a class last spring on women serial killers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The class was totally full. Mm-hmm. There were three men in it that I was one of. And so there was something about all of these ladies in there talking and listening about women as serial killers, and only three of us males.
There may be something there, Jeff, that we want to explore going forward, yes.
I think you guys were there because you wanted to see what your wives were hearing.
Well, this is an interesting discussion, and I think we've all benefited from, as those of us that have been involved with WCL, with the breadth and the depth of knowledge that both the instructors and the peer group brings to the classes, and that's what really helps to enrich the whole program. But once again, we need to hear from our sponsors and take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back. You're listening to Short Perspectives on WCTR 100.1 on the Midshore and 106.9 on the Upper Shore with your host, Jeff Ferguson. If you're new to our show, we're glad to have you join us. We're here every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., and if you're just turning in, we're talking with Pat Poole, Yolanda Sanchez, and Julie Medrano of the Washington College Academy of Lifelong Learning. And we're learning more and hearing more about the program offerings of WCL. Speaking of WCL, if I want to join and I become a member, what benefits accrue to me in doing so? Pat, maybe you can start with that.
Okay. I'll try and handle that one. So I think, you know, aside from like the obvious things that we've sort of been talking about in terms of, you know, membership affords you the ability to take as many classes as you want. You get discounts, for like our Learn at Lunches and you know, other like table talks and things like that. And then we also have agreements with the college that you can get, you know, discounts in the bookstore, and also the like faculty rate in the dining hall, which, you know, food's pretty good in there. So, you know, if people haven't taken advantage of that, I encourage them to do so. But, you know, kind of beyond that, I think, you know, benefits kind of include the ability to you know, come to a class and be intellectually stimulated by topics that either they're familiar with or that, you know, they just wanted to take.
It also gives people social connection, which is extremely important, especially for older people.
Hmm.
You know, we want to make sure that, that our older population is getting that social connection. And, you know, like we were talking about earlier, no tests, you know, learning is low pressure. So, you know, you come because you want to learn something. It's not, you know, and you want to have a stimulating conversation with the other people that are in that class. So there's a lot of benefit to being part of WCAL.
Hmm. How many members do we have in WCAL?
Well, I mean, clearly that's going to fluctuate.
Yeah.
But I would say, you know, probably since we've kind of, you know, distanced ourselves a little bit from COVID, I would say, you know, we've typically had around 300, maybe a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
Members in a semester.
Very good.
Yeah.
How does the presence of the college and WCAL make living in Chestertown a richer and enjoyable experience from your points of view?
So college towns tend to have like a lot of cultural amenities, you know, like the arts and theater and, you know, things like that. Obviously, depending on the size of the town is going to depend on, you know, how big that stuff is. And what kind of options you have. But it also kind of enables intergenerational relationships, you know, between like some of the older people that we have going to WCAL and the younger generation in the college. And then let's face it, you know, being around young people just makes us all feel young. So, you know, that's always a good thing.
Yeah.
But lifelong learning programs like this one, I mean, I know from my own experience, you know, being part of this organization has helped me meet people that I probably would not have met if I hadn't been part of it.
Mm.
And, you know, gives you an opportunity to find people that share your interests, or give you other perspectives on, you know, something that you're interested in. And it gives people a feeling of community, which is, I think, is important.
Yolanda, how about you? As you look at your experience in moving here to Chestertown, coming to Chestertown, how has WCAL and the college made your experience living here a richer one than it otherwise would be?
So we moved to Chestertown about 3.5 years ago already. And it was after 9 months or 10 months of living here that I attended my first showcase. And I was blown away by what I saw in that room. Again, in terms of the courses that were going to be offered and the experience and breadth of expertise of people who were going to be teaching those courses. So I immediately thought, this is something that I want to be involved in, first as a student, and then, you know, it just grew up from there. And I think one of the most important things, as Pat was mentioning, is meeting other people, connecting with other people that maybe, you know, sharing some of your interests or not, maybe somebody with a completely different mindset. I think I've experienced both, you know, kinds of situations. But I would like to add also that the benefits of lifelong learning are demonstrated by science.
Mm.
There's definitely a body of literature showing that this is something that we want to do as part of an active lifestyle and an active way of aging, for sure. You build coping capacity with these lifelong learning activities for your brain, but also for the social experience. Again, we are we know that we have an epidemic of loneliness in this country that is negatively impacting the life of many people. And this is one way of combating that. You
mm.
know, when you have to get out of the house, go to class, sit in the room, talk with the instructor, talk with people that are taking that class with you, I guarantee you that you're going to make friends. So I think that's one of the most important aspects of having this network of people who are interested in lifelong learning in Chestertown and in Kent County as well?
You know, I feel that instilling that attitude of lifelong learning is so important. If you look at the rapid rate of change that we have in now in our society and the doubling rate of knowledge, if you think that, gee, now that I have my college diploma or my master's degree or whatever it might be, end of day, I don't have to do anymore. I've seen it in my own career with people that I've worked with that refuse to accept and adapt to new technology because they didn't really look at, gee, it's a changed world. And that's one of the benefits I think that our members here in WC all get is the fact that they're interacting with other like-minded people that really want to learn more. Maybe it's a subject that they are familiar with or totally unfamiliar, but it gives them an opportunity to have a conversation and interact with other people and get, as Pat mentioned, get to know people here in town. Mm-hmm. You know, programs like this have sprung up in a number of college towns across the country. What do you think's made them so popular for retirees? You know, you read articles, and I've seen articles about major universities building new buildings for retirees to come and be there and be able to take courses at these universities. What's made them so popular?
Well, I think that human beings, we are naturally curious. We want to be learning on a daily basis in different ways. I mean, I'm not referring to learning in an academic setting, but we live in a world where we get this input of sensations and perceptions. And in the context of you know, being in a certain time of your life, let's say after your working life, for many of us it's about still feeling alive and saying, well, I didn't know about this, I probably should have had, you know, years ago, but it's never too late to learn. I mean, you go to one of these classes and what is the worst thing that can happen? That you learn something new? I think that's a benefit. So I strongly recommend for everybody who might be, you know, interested in this concept to explore our program, because it's really a very rich venue of opportunities to, again, fulfill this need that we have as human beings about seeing what it's out there.
Yolanda, you're obviously a strong advocate of lifelong learning, and you've written an article that happened to be published in the Washington College magazine, and it also was in the Chestertown Spy. Maybe you could talk a little bit about what you included in that article to share with our listening audience.
Mm-hmm. So I am a scientist, so I was looking for the scientific evidence that supports the proposition that lifelong learning is an essential pillar of active aging and actually of life at every stage. I think there are, you know, obviously when we are younger, we have to go through more structured programs of learning at a school or maybe college or grad school or what have you. But it is an activity, it's a mindset. Everything that we do, and again, it's not about lifelong learning in the academic sense. It could be learning a new hobby. It could be learning, you know, how to be a better cook or knit or something else. So, but it's something that engages your brain, maybe sometimes your hands as well, that needs that coordination. And it's something that builds that sense of community. Again, to fight that epidemic of loneliness that we are suffering now in modern society. It is unavoidable with all the social media and the ability to retract into your own shell. If you don't want to get out there, you can construct almost your whole life online. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think that nothing beats actually the getting out and looking at people in the eye and say, huh, I didn't know about that. Tell me more about this. This sounds very interesting. Or maybe not. It's like, you know, I look into this, but it's not me. I'm moving on to something else. That is perfectly fine too. That's why we want to have that spread of offerings.
A variety.
Exactly. So that there's always something here for everybody.
Mm. Interesting conversation, but once again, we need to hear from our sponsors. We'll be back in just a moment. We're going to talk about what's going to happen and what's going to be offered this coming spring for WCTR. Welcome back. You're listening to Shore Perspectives on WCTR 100.1 on the Midshore and 106.9 on the Upper Shore with your host, Jeff Ferguson. Today, we're having a conversation with Pat Poole, Yolanda Sanchez, Julie Medrano of WCAll, and we're talking about the course offerings of this coming spring semester. Yolanda, let's really highlight and talk about what classes are going to be offered this spring. How many do you have, for example?
Okay, we have 39 courses for the spring, which is really great because we normally aim to have 35 to 40. So I think that we were right on target, which is wonderful. So we have many interesting offerings here. About half of the courses, by the way, are new. Mm-hmm. Some of the others are courses that we have offered in the past that are very popular and that our members want to see coming back. So, for example, we have coming back, we have the near-death experience and consciousness.
Oh, that's course. A popular one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We have the Chesapeake Bay at Point of Contact, mm-hmm. Echoes of 1608, another very popular course. We have another one that I think is going to be quite popular. It's a new one. Are we alone in the universe from the scientific perspective? Mm. We have Murder Glorified coming back. We have the History of Beer, which I'm very excited about. It's a new course, and I think it would be very interesting. We have Chestertown's Architectural Heritage. That's another very popular course. Mm. We have Artificial Intelligence coming back. Talk to the Bot, Artificial Intelligence in Everyday Life. And we have a course on psychedelics. Past, present, and future. And psychedelics is an area that is experiencing a renaissance now. So I think that is going to be a very interesting course. Mm. And of course, I apologize. I've only mentioned a few. I apologize to all the other instructors, including myself, whose course I have not mentioned. They're all really, really, I think, good and interesting.
But we have an opportunity to learn more about these classes coming up, as a matter of fact, on December 15th. You might talk about what we call the showcase.
That is correct. We have our showcase on Monday, December 15th. This is the opportunity for our instructors to speak directly to our members over, you know, snacks and a few drinks, and present their courses in a very brief way. All the instructors will get 2 minutes, strictly, to tell us about what they're teaching and why we should all be interested in that course. And it's really a phenomenal opportunity to get an impression of what is going to be taught in the spring. Now, we are at full capacity for that event. We expect more than 100 people on the day, but we'll also be going to tape the presentations and put them on our website. So everybody who has not been able to attend this showcase will be able to hear directly from all the instructors.
And you might mention, what is the website that people can access to find this?
Right, this is our WCAll website.
Yes.
Do we need to have more details?
Okay. If you just Google Washington College Academy of Lifelong Learning, it'll pop right up.
Very good.
But a more specific site is www.washcal.edu/lifelonglearning.
Very good. And so this video of the program actually on 15th will be available shortly thereafter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So those showcases are really important because they kind of set the stage, and it gives people an opportunity, members an opportunity, to get a little bit of flavor for both the personality of the instructor and what's going to be offered. And we do those, or WCAll does those, at the beginning of every term, just before registration. And Julie, when will registration start then?
Registration opens up December 15th at 5 p.m., and it runs until January 12th.
So right after the showcase closes, registration opens up. And for those of you that are interested in some of those very, very popular classes, you've got to be quick. I noticed in the past I've had people stop me and say, you know, I wanted to get into such and such a class, but I got shut out because I waited too long to register. So if you see or you hear of a class that really is interesting to you, Our recommendation here, especially from the three leaders that we have with us today, if you see something you're interested in, go sign up. Don't wait. And if you're not a member, also sign up as a member also. And we not only take annual memberships in the fall, but we also each semester would allow a person to sign up. Isn't that correct, Pat?
Yes, that is correct. So if you did not sign up in the fall as an annual member, then you can sign up in the spring as a semester member, and you get all of the benefits that, you know, that annual membership gave you, or even the semester in the fall.
So if I'm not a member now and I want to become a member, where do I go? Do I just go to the website? And is there a little area that I can click on and to join?
So, yeah, I mean, you know, we'll be taking registration, like Julie said, starting on December 15th. And so if you want to join, then you go to the website and click on the registration link, and it will take you to the registration page where you can fill out the information and pick your classes and join.
So if I'm a member, but after hearing this conversation with the three of you today, I'm excited about wanting to get more involved and more active with WCAL. How would I do that? How do I raise my hand and say I want to serve on a committee, or I want to maybe help out with a certain event? How would somebody go about expressing an area of interest to be a volunteer in?
So on our website, we have our email address, which you can always send an email to us letting us know that you're wanting to, you know, get more involved in WCAL. If people happen to be at the showcase, we are actually going to have a sign-up sheet at every table for different ways to get involved. If you happen to know a council member, you can, you know, snag them on the street and let them know that that you're wanting to get more involved and be, you know, a bigger part of WCAL.
Changing gears a bit, like many other colleges and universities across the country, Washington College has undergone a number of changes during this past year. Has this affected WCAL, if at all?
So, you know, since we're part of the college community, obviously we've not been immune to the changes that the college has gone through. Our basic goal is to try and insulate our membership as much as possible to the effects of those changes, as much as we can, obviously. You know, I mean, I think we've been fairly successful in doing that. But, you know, I mean, as with any, you know, type of change that comes along, you know, everybody's got to experience some. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, we have had some challenges that we've had to deal with, but, you know, I think we've actually done a pretty good job dealing with all that change.
Yolanda, in developing curriculum, have you felt any of the changes that have occurred here at the college? Or is it, so, being a bit of a separate entity, it hasn't affected you much?
Not for the curriculum activities. I think we have had the same level of interest from the community to become instructors and offer new courses. And, you know, people have been engaged all along within the background of, you know, changes obviously taking place. But from my perspective, I don't think that has been the major impact.
Well, as we begin to bring our conversation to a close, I want to ask each of the three of you, if there's one thought or one idea that you would like our listeners to take away from our conversation today, what would that be? Yolanda, since you're closer to the mic, I'll start with you.
Okay, so my one thought would be, if you're not familiar with us and our program, please check us out. You have nothing to lose, really. And what you will gain is a community of people that you might be interested in meeting, and definitely a plethora of opportunities to explore new concepts and subjects that you may not have thought about before.
Hmm. Pat?
So I think probably the main thing for me to just leave people with is that, you know, our membership is really an amazing group of people. It's just, it floors me all the time, the breadth and amount of knowledge that we have in this community. And I think, you know, being a part of that is just so enriching. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, if you have the time, and you know, again, we don't discriminate. We're not an age discrimination type of thing. You know, I mean, we want students. We want, you know, people that are working. We like all of you. So, you know, please come and check us out. Like Yolanda said, I mean, I think that you will be pleasantly surprised. And I think that, you know, everybody that joins this organization keeps coming back. Hmm. You know, we have a very loyal organization of people.
Julie, is there one thought that you might have that you want to leave with our listening audience?
Yes, I would say that WCL is a gem. It benefits the community. It benefits Washington College. It's just a great opportunity for anybody to get involved. You don't have to be in Chestertown to participate. You can be from other neighboring towns. And so, yeah, to echo Yolanda and Pat, I would encourage you to join if you're just maybe even thinking a little bit about it, because there's definitely something that will interest you.
Very good. I'd like to thank the three of you. I'd like to thank Pat, Yolanda, and Julie for taking some time out and joining us today and being part of the program. And I'd like to thank you, the listening audience, for joining in. If you have any suggestions for topics or people who could add to the program, you can contact me at shortperspectives@wctr.com. If you miss a show and you want to see what we've been discussing, you can go to wctr.com and find us under podcast. Shows are placed on the station's website and remain there for some period of time. If you want to save a show, you can download it from the station's website onto your computer or your memory stick. Our most recent shows are also available on Spotify and other podcast sites on a regular basis. I look forward to seeing you again on the radio next Sunday. Until then, this is Jeff Ferguson. Have a good day.